This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. All right, welcome everyone to the belated episode two of the world tour. I'm joined by Claire, who joined me on the world tour. Welcome.
Thank you.
No, you have to talk. You can't just be like, thank you.
Sorry.
Claire's shy and she's never been on a mic before. You have to actually like project your voice into it.
Hello.
I know it's unnatural, but you have to do it.
Okay.
We'll try. Just be like, do what I did. Be like, hey guys, welcome to the world tour.
Hey guys, welcome to the world tour.
All right. Well, hopefully Claire gets better as we go. Explain in your words, like, why did you think I didn't end up doing the world tour while we were actually there? Because I did one ep.
Time?
Yeah, probably time. Anyway, doesn't matter. Because over the next few weeks, we're rolling them out as a bonus. So Claire's going to join me. But like you said to me, like, I'm just going to like add stuff. I'm just adding stuff when I can. I'm not going to like, I might be shit. And so far, that's basically what you have been.
Oh.
But I think, yeah, we got busy. We also got sick. I did talk about it on the main pod. But I also kind of on the holiday, I was like, when we got sick, I was like, fuck, I don't have time to do this. I'm sick. We need to recover. And then like, we just ran out, like we were also having a good time and it was hard to set up my laptop and microphone and stuff, but we did get one out. And now we're back in Melbourne and we're going to be doing the rest of them over the next few weeks. Yeah, I'm waiting.
Yes. Yes, we are.
You have to say, you can't just look at me and nod. You Sorry. Have to say, you'd be like, okay, now I'm realizing this was probably a mistake. Because you don't have any experience in like broadcasting or podcasting. So it's not natural for, I'm waiting for you to kind of go, that's right, Mike. And what we're going to do now, but like, remember that you don't have that skill set, which
yeah,
is
I'm
fine.
Not gonna do that.
You have a proper job where you do proper stuff. So these are going to be chill. We've got a cup of tea, we've got a blanket, and we're just chilling on the couch. But I think, are you cool with doing this still?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I am.
So we, and also video versions of this are on the Patreon. So if you want to see me and Claire, and know that Claire is smiling and laughing at this, she's not being like, wow. We left off the day that we were leaving Barcelona.
Yes.
If we weren't recording, you would have gone Barcelona. Don't be shy. Just be you. People just want you to be you. Barcelona. Yeah. So we were leaving Barcelona to go to Valencia. And the reason we were going to Valencia, which is on like the east coast of Spain, is we had one of Claire's friends' weddings was getting married there. And you were actually doing this trip. You had planned to do this trip before we even met and started going out.
True.
And then you invited me and I was like, maybe. And then I came because I was like, whatever. No, but it was awesome. Thanks for inviting me. So that day we go to Barcelona we're in Barcelona. We go to the train station and it turns out the train we're supposed to be on to get to Valencia is booked out. And
I cried.
One of us cried.
Drama queen.
And the guy who was selling the tickets was like, no cry, because there's solution. We get the next train. And then he's like, only first class available on the next train, but it's €10 more. So, you know, this is the best choice. And I was just like, yeah, well, because for me, it's very practical. I was just like, we've missed the train. We're getting the next train. That's the only solution is that. But I don't know what happens in your head. Do you want to explain it?
I don't know either. I just was like, we're stuck.
You're like, we've missed the wedding, which is in 4 days.
Just get a bit dramatic when I'm stressed.
I think you were stressed as well because we were staying in an Airbnb with all of your friends and they were all there already. Like we were the last ones to arrive and we were going to be even later. And I think all your friends had been there for a couple nights. So like That's fair. You probably wanted to get away from me and actually be with your actual friends for a bit.
No, I don't know. I was just being a bit dramatic, but yeah, that's okay. We sat around at the train station for
half a day.
Yeah. How many hours?
Like 4 hours. And then I was like going for I think maybe the footy was on. No, I was listening to Two Guys, One Cup, the podcast that I worked on, from while I was walking around. Because you were like, you kept being like, oh, I've wasted our whole day. And I was like, I don't care.
I felt so bad.
All I want to do is walk around and listen to music, which is what I was doing. And at that point, I don't even know what I was listening to. But like, yeah, it was fine. We got on the train, but because the train was so busy, we couldn't sit next to each other.
Mm.
And it was maybe like a 3-hour train down the coast of Spain, would you say?
3 or 4 hours.
I think. And so you were sitting at the front of the train. I was sitting at the back and I took a photo of you from the back of the train. And like we were just sort of texting a bit. Anyway, this British couple came on and I swapped seats with the guy because they had bought tickets where they couldn't sit next to each other either. So I swapped seats with him so he could sit next to his wife. They were like 60, right? That becomes relevant later in this story, right? So I ended up, who were you sitting near?
There was like a lady sitting, so I was just in a seat on my own, but there was a lady opposite me.
Yeah.
That, I don't know, she was just had her headphones in and like was on her computer.
So
we
I
had
was
a little table in front of us.
Yeah, that's right. Like a cafe kind of setup, first class. Mm. Mm. I ended up sitting next to this really weird looking French dude who was maybe like 45 and he was like wearing like military clothing and he was just, he just looked a bit odd. Like he looked a bit whacked out. Like he was a bit all over the place. Wasn't sure what was going on. I was sitting next to him and I just remember thinking, oh, why did I swap? Because this guy is going to kill someone on this train and it's definitely going to be me. So at that point, I had two thoughts in my mind. One was, okay, you've either just got to put your head down and ignore this guy or you've got to form a rapport with him. So if he does kill someone, he'll probably let you live, right? So I was trying to save us from the murder scenario I had created in my head, the homicides. And you're at the front of the train blissfully unaware that I spent like the first half an hour thinking I was going to die and trying to debate whether I should talk to this guy. Like he actually looked like the guy who would reach up into the overhead baggage area and pull a rifle out and just start shooting people. Don't you think?
Well, yeah, I had looked back actually.
I'm not making it up.
I don't think I've told you this. I remember looking back and being like, oh my God, that guy looks kind of scary. But you were like smiling and laughing with him. Yeah. So I was like, okay. Yeah, it must be fine.
So I went down the rapport track and started talking to him, you know, cause like I'm a good speaker. Like I just talk to anyone like the guy who was like, no, can I, because there's lots of solution.
Such and this charmer,
this guy was like so nice. He was so friendly and he was like, yeah, I'm from Morocco, but there had just been earthquakes in Morocco, which is why he had flown to Spain. Because he had a house in Spain, but he was from Paris. And he was like, yeah, so like I just left Morocco. Now I'm getting the train down to just past Valencia where I've got a house, but I live in Paris. And I was like, oh, we're going to be in Paris next week. He's like, oh, where are you staying? Oh, yeah, you're in 6th District. No, I don't like it there. You should go up to this area. He was a really nice guy. And then I was telling him how we were going to Disneyland and he's like, oh, yeah, there's this theme park in Spain. I cannot remember the name, but we'll pass it on the train. And then he leaned over to the guy next to us like, hey, what is the name of the theme park in Spain that we're passing? And the guy was like, I don't know. He's like, oh, okay, no worries, no worries. Anyway, so it was really weird. Talked to him for a bit, seemed like the loveliest guy. Then he fell asleep for a bit, so I started watching Black Panther on my iPad, right? And then, like, because did the train stop during the trip, or was it a direct train from Barca to Valencia?
There was a few stops. Okay.
There were
four stops.
There were a few stops on this 3-hour train, but like at one point he just tapped me on the shoulder and was like, hey, see you later. Nice to meet you. And he just like left the carriage, but the train didn't stop. Like, so I was like, So I was like, what? And then I he just left. So, weird. So then I went up to you and was like, hey, this guy's gone. Do you want to come and sit with me? So then we sat with each other. Anyway, the reason I brought up the British couple before is because when we got off the train at Valencia, they were staying on. And when we got off the train, the British guy like tapped me on the shoulder and was like, hey, so he must have overheard me talking to the French guy about how we were going to Paris and then London. So he must have just overheard that, right? So he tapped me on the shoulder and left. He's like, hey, thanks for swapping seats. When you get to London, make sure you use the underground. It's the best thing us Poms have done, right? Now that will become relevant in a later episode of the World Tour. You know where I'm going with that, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so the underground train system, obviously. So we get off, we're at Valencia North Station or whatever. Remember there was a big like merry-go-round at the train station? We didn't go on it, but we saw it. And then we got an Uber or a cab to the Airbnb, which was like 2 minutes down the road.
Very close.
We didn't realize it was so close. So we've got this Uber driver. And we got to the Airbnb where we were staying with like probably like 10 of your friends.
I think it was 10, yeah.
I was like, because I'm like extroverted, but I have like really introverted tendencies. So like I often need like a lot of space to like recharge my social battery. And I also do way better in like small groups than like big groups. Like I do way better in one-to-one or like a few people than like lots of people. But we had a great time and your friends are so nice. Like they're such a good group of people as well.
I reckon they're pretty nice.
They're all right. but then it was like it was an Airbnb for 10 people. So like the air conditioning was really bad. Remember how hot our room was?
Yeah, it was bad.
And the bed was really uncomfortable.
Oh, the bed was the worst.
I know what you're about to bring up. Okay, now you have to tell a story. And remember, you're talking like to the listeners. So you have to be like, so guys.
So I think it was, the first night?
So guys. Yeah.
Was it the first night?
I don't think it was the first night.
It was one of the nights.
Maybe it was because I remember being really, really tired and hot and uncomfortable when this happened.
Yeah, and I remember you also were like, I want to sleep on the outside of the bed.
Yes.
Whereas usually you would sleep on the inside.
Usually I sleep, if a bed is against the wall, basically, I like to sleep next to the wall rather than next to like the empty space, right?
Yeah. But I think because it was so hot, you were like, no, I want to sleep like on the edge of the bed.
So I'm getting as close to the aircon as possible.
And then it was during the night. I just heard this like big tumble and on the ground. He'd rolled off the bed onto the ground. And so I had to like help him up.
And I was so tired and uncomfortable and hot that like I couldn't actually talk. So like, I was just like, just like, and you were like, are you okay? And I was like, you had to like lift me back up. And I remember just being like, I can't even talk, but I want to communicate how upset I am that this has happened. Just like,
oh, oh gosh, it was funny.
That was actually, and then in hindsight, it's really funny. In current sight, it was terrible.
So funny. Anyway, and then so we swapped. I put you onto the inside.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Because I didn't want you rolling off the bed anymore.
Valencia was really nice.
It was
like,
beautiful, yeah.
I probably like never would have gone there if it wasn't for this wedding. And like, just to like clear up. So like we're friends with both of them, but your friend from high school was marrying a guy from Spain who grew up in Valencia. Yeah. And so the wedding was on the Friday. This would have been Tuesday maybe
we got in on the Wednesday.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So then the Thursday we did a walking tour and you actually suggested to me that I should do like a podcast where I just do like travel tips from someone who's traveled to Europe for the first time. Like, what did I learn? What should you do? What should you bring kind of stuff? And like this was your idea, but we'll share it. Like those walking tours, we did one in Lisbon. Did we do one in Barca? We didn't do one in Barca.
I think we ended up just doing You did a couple in Lisbon.
Yeah.
And I think Valencia was the only other place we did.
And then I did one in London. But those walking tours are really good because you get like local tour guides and they're free. You just tip them at the end. And we would tip like 10 euro each, so like 20 bucks each around. But they're just really informative and they just walk you around like the city and explain some of the history of the city. Valencia was pretty interesting. Like a lot of history around like this big, was it a earthquake that caused a fire or a flood or something?
Yeah, yeah. There was an earthquake and it was on All Saints Day.
Yeah, so the day before Halloween or the day after Halloween.
And so all the
this is in churches, like the 1500s.
Yeah, all the churches had their candles lit and then so the earthquake caused a big fire from all the candles and then a massive tsunami.
Yeah.
Destroyed the city.
And there and this is yeah, and there was like the original sort of cathedral is the sort of walls are all still there and it's now like a public museum or something, but it doesn't have a roof. Really interesting stuff that you wouldn't really find out about. And you just walk and you meet people. Like we were chatting to two other Australian people and then we were talking to that – well, I was talking to that Kiwi guy who said he was a doctor that lived in Carlton. Do you remember I was talking?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
And there was the guy that looked like Tony Abbott that you took a picture of him.
There was a guy who looked like Tony Abbott who was one of the – who was Prime Minister of Australia for non-Australian listeners. And I went up to him and I was like, hey, are you Australian? And he was like, no, Danish. And I was like, oh, dude, you look like Tony Abbott. He was Prime Minister of Australia. And he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, can I show you a picture? He's like, yeah. And I showed him a picture and he's like, oh, yeah, a little bit. And I said, yeah, well, you look like him. And he was like, yeah. And then I took a photo of him and a bunch of people were like that.
You took a photo before.
I took before a photo before. And then I put it on Insta and a lot of people were like, this doesn't look anything like Tony Abbott. I forgot about that. But also the good thing was on that tour – the tour guide who was a local Valencian dude was like, this is where he was showing us different restaurants where you could get paella. And he was like, if you want authentic Valencian paella, come to this restaurant after the tour. It's like the best paella in Valencia. And then we went there with.
And you remember the little lady was like standing on the balcony above, like waving at everyone.
Yeah. There's there's a photo of that on my Insta. Then we went with Harris to that place and it was really good because in Barcelona we had a lot of shit Spanish food that was just cheap touristy trash. I think I talked about that, like really flavorless or just gross calamari rings.
It was like one place.
It was one place, but I'm sure there were many of
traumatic,
them.
Traumatic,
That paella was so nice.
I reckon that was my favorite thing that we ate.
And it was chicken and rabbit, which is the traditional style. And they cook the rice that it almost kind of fries and gets crispy and like almost sticks together a bit and it's like crunchy-ish. Is that an accurate?
Yeah.
That was really good. And we also had heaps of lemon Fanta because they have like lemon-flavored Fanta, which is really good. We love that. And then I, over the trip, became obsessed with Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And this is an ongoing meme of the trip from me, but basically everywhere we went, like any grocery store, supermarket, we'd walk past it and I'd go to Claire like, hey, can we just stop here? I want to check if the doctor's in. And then I'd come out with no Dr. Pepper and be like, nah, doctor wasn't in there. And other variations of that. And you got in on that a bit. You'd be like, hey, do you want to check if the doctor's in?
Is the doctor here?
Is the doctor in? Nah, the doctor can't see me today. He's
busy.
I don't
need the doctor today. Yeah,
I don't need the doctor today. I definitely should have, like, I definitely was having a lot of soft drink over there.
Yeah, I reckon I drank more soft drink
than ever before.
Yeah.
So much. And I think I knew because my hemorrhoids were flaring up because, Anyway.
I was not expecting you to say that.
I don't care. We must have done – so that would have been Thursday that we did that. And so Friday, I guess, was the wedding.
Yeah.
So
– the morning.
Yeah. So do you want to tell the Friday morning?
So the Friday morning we woke up And we're like, okay, let's go have breakfast.
Let's have some brekkie. Me and me and my girl just walk down the street, get some bloody brekkie.
So we went out, walked maybe 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
Got some breakfast, like a coffee and some breakfast. And then
ham and cheese toasties, I believe, or something like that. Yeah, like ham and cheese like or tomato, something, yeah. Something,
I can't remember. And then there was like torrential rainfall, like the heaviest rain I've ever seen.
It was like, yeah, beyond the heaviest rain we have ever seen. Like, and we were stuck in this little cafe and it was like hurricane level rain. And we were like, oh shit. And because I think we got up pretty early compared to everyone else, so no one really knew where we were. So I just posted in like the group chat, hey, me and Claire are at this cafe. It's raining, so we're just going to stay here. So then we're like, all right, well, should we get another coffee? Yeah, we'll get another coffee. We get another coffee. Oh, it's still raining. Oh, let's get one. There's some brownies at the front as well. Let's get some brownies. All right, cool. We'll have some brownies. Have the brownies. It's still raining. And then you go.
Can we just get like an orange juice?
Yeah, can we just have orange juice? Yeah, sure. We have orange juice. Still raining. So then we get up and then there's a cafe across the road. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, let's go to the cafe across the road and get something. So we run across the road to this other cafe. Still pouring down rain. We get a coffee there. It's still pouring. It's so bad. And we're not in like, you know, I think we're in shorts because
it was warm.
We're in Spain. Like, we didn't think we needed our puffer jackets and, you know. And so I think after like waiting in this other tiny cafe for like 15 minutes, I was like, I think we just have to like, we're either going to stay here or we have to just make a break for it and run back to the Airbnb.
Yeah.
Which it sort of subsided a little bit, but it was still wet.
Yeah.
And we just walked back and got soaked. And then all of your friends were in the cafe next to the Airbnb having breakfast, and they all saw us and were like waving. And we just like waved at them, but we didn't stop to even go in and say hi. We just went back.
Too sad and wet.
We were sad and wet. And keep in mind, this is a day after I fell out of the bed. And then that was grand final day.
No, it wasn't. It was the match before grand final.
It was the Carlton Collingwood.
Yeah.
And Carlton won.
They did. It was bloody good.
And was I not there?
You went out for a walk.
I went out for a walk. That's
like
right.
When you guys were the last kind of quarter of the match.
That's right. Yeah. But Carlton won and you were really excited.
It was great.
Pat goes for Carlton as well.
Does he?
Yeah.
Good on you, Pat. Great choice.
And so, okay. So wedding was, this is Friday morning. So then Friday arvo, all the girls just started getting ready really early because, you know, you've got a lot to do. Mm. All the guys kind of just put their suits on and then just sat down and talked for a bit. And then
you made us mimosas.
Did I?
Yeah.
By made you mimosas, I poured sparkling wine and orange juice into a glass for everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's making a mimosa, isn't it?
And so,
is that what it's called, a mimosa?
Yeah. Was it? Yeah, sunrise or whatever. And then we went to the wedding. And you looked gorgeous, by the way. Your dress, you wore an emerald green dress. It really brought out your eyes. You had some beautiful fake tan on. Your makeup was gorgeous. Your hair was gorgeous. You looked so beautiful. Aww. I felt like the luckiest guy in the world. And everyone looked great. It was actually a really fun night. And we got picked up from the city by buses that they had organized for everyone. So got picked up from the city and there were a bunch of people that we knew that weren't staying with us as well. And we got to the wedding and beautiful venue in like, I don't know, country Valencia or whatever, about 45 minutes out from the city. And it was the wedding at 6 or 5?
6.
So we got there about 5:30 maybe. Hung around and then went to the wedding, which was just like, and I don't know them as well as you do. Like I've met them a few times. So they're friends, but you're like, you know them better than me. Mm. But both me and Claire, like as soon as the wedding started, just like erupted in like tears. It was so beautiful, remember?
It was so nice. It was so nice.
Yeah. And their vows were just so beautiful, and they were like half in Spanish, half in English, yeah. but they had translations written down. What are, yeah. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no,
you're getting
so
better,
nice.
By the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're loosening
so
up.
Much. Yeah, no, it was beautiful. I just remember my makeup by the end of it was like
running down your
running down my face. Maddie, yeah. do you remember Maddie turned around and just like pissed herself laughing?
I don't
at
remember
me because I had like stripes down my face.
Oh, did you?
From the tears.
Oh.
Anyway, and then I was very self-conscious because I didn't bring anything to touch up my face.
So silly.
Disaster.
And then, yeah, it was just a, it was a beautiful wedding and like the like bride's dad, just gorgeous speech and just when Edu said like, you are everything, in his Spanish voice, he's like, you are everything I have ever dreamed of. And me and Claire were just like so literally strange. Like drenched in tears. Oh,
I'm it like was, tearing up again just yeah, thinking about it.
It was crazy. Yeah, but you cried everything. You cried when we were watching the Wiggles documentary last night.
It was
oh,
nice.
Greg got sick. Oh, Greg. that, I'm like, what? Yeah, and then Greg got sick and left the band and Anthony had some mental health issues. It's, oh. And then I look to my right and Claire's like erupted, an eruption of emotion that Greg left the Wiggles.
Are we talking about me the Wiggles? Here or are we talking about our holiday?
The holiday, yeah, sorry. And so I feel like the wedding night, and how long have we been going for? Nearly half an hour, okay. I feel like the wedding night... So many stories from that night. And so remember like we walked out of the actual like wedding area to the sort of or like I guess the drinks reception
cocktail
area.
Thing, yeah.
The cocktail area. And as we walked in, there was a woman handing out drinks that were like soft drinks. So we were like, oh yeah, we'll take one. And then everyone else got mojitos.
Yeah,
so we're like, where did everyone get mojitos? Oh, there was someone giving them out at the front. It's like, we only got given Fanta or some yeah. shit. And so we got confused. Then the cocktail bar opened, so we got strawberry mojitos because me and Claire love mojitos and we love cocktails.
True.
That is true, yes. So when there's silence, you have to fill it.
Oh, like, sorry. Yeah. Oh.
And so we had a bunch of mojitos, like, we had a, it was really fun. We were talking to heaps of people, met a bunch of people who were like Hamish and Andy fans. They were like, oh, Mike, we heard you were coming.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hey. which I felt like makes me feel like just weird, like not in a bad way, but it was just like, oh, that's random. Like these yeah. people know me. And then the dinner, absolutely divine dinner. Can't even remember. There was
the
lobster.
Main, yeah, the entree was lobster.
There was steak.
The main was steak. And then the dessert was that chocolate surprise thing.
The chocolate surprise, which was like Nutella, like ice cream.
It was like a sphere, wasn't it?
It was like a sphere that they pour sauce that melts the sphere. It's like this eruption, to use that word again, of chocolate.
Of eruptions.
It was really good. And then we just hit the dance floor. Everyone had a song. Tell the story about the playlist. Remember the story Kristen told you about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell them that. That's
so
funny.
When you did your RSVP to the wedding invite, it asked to put in a song,
request. Yeah. I did Believe by Cher.
Yeah. I did Despacito.
Great choice because it's in Spanish. It's a Spanish wedding.
Anyway, but at the hens the week before, Kristen was like, that was the worst decision ever because so many people have terrible taste in music.
Yeah.
So they had to like can half them or like play them the second night because there was like the second wedding event.
Yeah, but what did she say? If your song gets played at the wedding reception, it means you like you made it. You chose a good song.
You got a good taste, yeah.
Both our songs got a run that night.
Had good choice.
Which is good. That was a lot of fun. And we like, I think, because we sort of remember the wedding went from like 6 to 7. So then we were like drinking, dancing, having fun from like 7 till midnight, and then it gets a bit blurry. I do remember you or, no, was it one of your friends spilled or, like, somehow I spilled sauce all over my white shirt? Was that you?
It wasn't me, but you blamed me.
So it was you.
This was at, like, maybe 2 o'clock in the morning. Do you remember there was, like, a sausage sizzle?
Yeah, there was a sausage sizzle.
But it was, like, chorizo. Like, it was, like, not just
moist
any
sausage.
Like,
yeah.
A spicy red, like, sausage.
Yeah.
And I remember I had one and I like held it up to you to take a bite and you took a bite and then all this like hot red oil just came like spitting out of it and went all over
my shirt. New shirt from Peter Jackson.
And then the next day you were like, that was you, but it wasn't me. I remember it well.
Okay.
I was just holding the sausage, but.
Yeah. And then, so then there was buses to take us back. Now, I'm going to admit like, I'm not great past 1 a.m.
And right? I'm not great past like 10 p.m. 9 p.m.
And so we got in, we were waiting for this bus that was scheduled for 3:30 in the morning, I think, right? And we finally came, loaded onto the bus, and we were so tired. All the Aussies were very tired and we were just sort of, personally, I was like, oh, I can't wait to go to bed. Like, this has been such a fun night. I'm ready for bed. But all of the Spaniards were very like still up and like wanting to party on this bus.
Yeah.
and they were like doing chants and stuff. Like the main one, which me and Claire always do now, was the la, 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 la. And so all these Spanish people, while it's 4 o'clock in the morning, we're like sobering up and stuff. And they're just going, yeah, repeat after us. La, la, la. And we were just, no one was doing it because we were so wrecked. Anyway, bus drops us off. It's like a 15-minute walk back to the Airbnb. And we're just like, man on a mission. Straight back to the Airbnb.
We were practically like running. We were walking so fast.
And just got back, ripped my clothes off and just went into bed. I'm just like, yeah, bedtime. But it was such a fun night. Like,
yeah, it was
that was a really fun night, but we were wrecked by the end of it. And then the next day we kind of slept in and then we went for a walk to like this area of Valencia that's like it's like the aquarium or like museum.
I think it was a science museum.
Yeah. But it's like, it looks like something out of a sci-fi where they have like the utopian future. Like, it's all, I don't know how to describe it. Google it and look at images, but we posted some photos on Insta.
And do you remember? Yeah. They had all the like paddle boats in the middle of this big like pool.
This big pool in the middle. Like it's all outdoor, but the architecture is really beautiful. It was really nice. Yeah. It was fun. It was a good walk. Then we came back and then that night there was a follow up.
Like an after party.
An after wedding party. And we were wrecked. So we went.
And I still had my contacts in from the day before, do you remember?
Yeah,
my eyes
really
felt
painful.
Like sandpaper.
And then we were really hungry and me and your friend Maddie went for a walk to find a vending machine where I got a Kinder Bueno and brought it back and was like splitting up the squares and going, yeah, have this. That was funny. And then we had pizza, which was really good. And it was Domino's.
Yeah, and it was really good.
The Domino's in Spain is great, whereas like Domino's here is shit.
I haven't had Domino's here in probably since I was a child.
Yeah.
Maybe they're better though. I don't know.
It was really good in Spain. We headed home. We were really tired. And were we leaving the next morning? Going to Mallorca
afternoon.
The next Arvo? Yeah. And that was kind of Valencia. Like, are there any other funny moments or stories that come to mind?
I'm trying to think.
Your friend Sam, we hung out with him a bit. He's really funny.
He is pretty funny.
He's a funny guy. Is that Valencia?
I reckon that's
because like that feels like what we've got. That's 35 minutes. Yeah. So I feel like we do another one next week for Mallorca.
Yeah.
Get 30 minutes out of Mallorca. Then we'll talk Paris. which there, Paris is a funny story, not in the way you might think.
Yeah.
Because like, because
of,
you know, yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. And then we're going to do, I think, a full ep. You don't have to do this one, but I'm going to do a full ep on Disneyland so I can claim it on tax. but you should do that too. Then we'll do London. Then we'll do Ireland.
Yes.
Does that sound good?
Yes.
Is there anything else from Valencia that you remember being cool? No.
Oh, I reckon you covered it.
All right, guys. Well, that is this week's edition of the World Tour in Valencia in Spain, which was a lot of fun. We pick up next time from basically our flight to Mallorca, which is one of the Spanish islands where we had some, also had some very fun times and fun memories. Thank you for joining me, Claire.
It's all right.
You did a really good job.
Thank you.
Say something crazy.
woohoo.
I knew you were going to do that. I don't know how to end these. What should our catchphrase be?
See you next time.
You heard it here first. See you guys. 'This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch. Radio Mike Pod at gmail.com.